Here's a story called Shaken All the Way to the Bottom of Your Boots by Frances Evans. There comes a time for everyone, a growing up time. It's the sort of time that doesn't rely on age either. It comes along and changes everything. One moment you're minding your own business and the next, well, it isn't so much what happens, is it? It's how you respond. It's what you do that's important. Some people are brave straight away, and for others, it takes a while. It isn't always those who are brave that do the most. Usually it's those who are calm and consistent. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a story about a small boy who was 9 years old at the time. Most people like stories to be exciting, where you have to sit on the edge of your seat not knowing what will happen next. A lot of people have a story they can tell all the way into old age. I remember when I was... A good story has challenges and success. It usually starts with a challenge, and you hold your breath to find out what happens, all the while knowing it'll turn out all right in the end, even if you have to wait a while. So there he was, young Darim. You might have guessed by this name that he was a Muslim boy. Boys and girls all over the world are very similar. They want to have their friends and family around them, and it's easy to think that if they lived in a different country, they'd be very different. But mostly we're the same all over. Some people have more, and some people have less. Everybody starts off with a family, and even if you lose a parent, or sometimes both, I know, that's hard, but it doesn't stop you being the sort of person they would have been proud of. Darim lived in very harsh conditions because his country had been at war a long time. There were many broken buildings and potholes in the dusty roads. He had no running water, which wasn't really much different from before the war. Darim's job was to carry water from the village pump to the house, and he needed to make many journeys every day. Of course, it was a tiresome, tiring job, but he knew everybody had to be responsible to keep the family together. Darim had a very loving family, like most of the villagers. He had two young sisters and a much older brother who was already working to support the family. In fact, Darim was a very normal boy for that part of the world, except for one thing, and that's what this story is about. The one thing that made Darim different was that he owned a pet cat. If you went to that country, you'd be disappointed because the cats there are mostly scrawny and uncared for, but not Darim's cat. Oh no, she was fat and healthy with a sleek black coat. I have to say that this was mostly because she sneaked quite a bit of Darim's dinner every night. If the truth were told, it was Darim who looked a bit scrawny. He loved that cat almost as much as his sisters. Well, more than them, if you know what I mean. Mostly village life was quiet and predictable, and rarely did the war affect or disrupt their lives. As far as I remember, the story I'm about to tell was only one of two times that Darim's village was actually caught up in the war at all. I don't know whether you've ever heard a bomb go off and felt the ground shake, but that is frightening. Children, especially boys, imagine that a lot, but only those who go through it really know what it's like. You don't want to experience that more than once. It's easy for soldiers to forget that people live in places when they're fighting, and I suspect many soldiers don't know why they're fighting in the first place. There are always better ways than fighting to sort out differences. Even families fight sometimes when they've had bad things happen. I don't know when that's ever helped, though there are some times when you have to raise your voice and tell them to stop. Taking a break, going for a walk, riding your bike, or skipping can ease the tension. Some people forget to do this, and that's a shame. I hope you remember. It's good to have friends, too. Those you can talk to about things. Yes, friends are good. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Young Darim was 9 years old when the bombing started the second time. All he could do was to crawl under the bed and wait. Under there with him was Pushkin the cat, hunched up right in the corner and staring right into Darim's eyes. I don't know whether you've ever looked straight into a cat's eyes, but it made Darim feel strange. He did want to reach out, but Pushkin wasn't having a bar of that. It wasn't that she didn't like Darim. It's just that cats like to have an escape route. And as soon as the noise stopped, Pushkin was gone. Darim took a lot longer to gather up his courage to come out, and he was amazed at the quiet after all the bombing. A strange silence had settled in, and when Darim went into the street, he didn't see anyone. Then he did something he really should have thought about. He started to look for Pushkin. It wasn't really his fault, because he thought he saw a tail move in a pile of rubble. It's also really strange how loud the noise and activity sounds after a silence like that, and soon the streets were a hive of activity. Darim slipped away unnoticed after the fleeing tail of Pushkin. Most of the back streets were deserted, and it was easy to slip away. Not that there were many streets, because most were dusty alleys. Very quickly, Darim was darting down the alley just behind the house. Then he saw her. No doubt it was Pushkin, disappearing into a hole in the side of a tumbled-down building. You never want to go near a place like that. But sometimes you do things without thinking, and that's what Darim did. Slipping in was quite easy, as there was a sort of tunnel leading through the debris. Darim made his way deeper into the rubble. Somewhere deep inside, the tunnel came to a sudden stop, and there was Pushkin, sitting as if nothing would ever ruffle her fur. Darim scooted into the small cavity, reached out, and took her into his arms. The warmth of her body was very comforting, and the space was big enough for him to crouch there very comfortably. He could hear his own breathing echoing off the walls, along with the comforting purr of the cat. They sat there together for quite a while. Well, you would after that, wouldn't you? I don't know how long it would take you to calm down after a fright, but some people are better at it than others. Everyone has to come out eventually. After all, you have to get on with your life. The trouble only began when Darim tried to get back down the tunnel. A person only has to knock one thing, and the whole lot can come down on you. Fortunately, it wasn't like that, but it was bad enough. Darim's foot crashed into a stone, and he'd been lucky to pull his leg back in before the tunnel closed in on him. There's a lot of difference between light coming down a tunnel and no light at all, and Darim huddled up tighter with Pushkin, if that was at all possible. There was one big difference between you and Darim. That may be that his father had taught him to calm and quieten his mind when in a tight spot. At that time and in that country, it was a very good thing to be able to do. After all, there was no doubt he was in a tight spot in more ways than one, so he closed his eyes and put his attention on his beating heart. It sounded louder than ever. Darim already knew that there's no point in crying if there's nobody to listen to you. Better to conserve your voice for a time when somebody would hear. So he closed his eyes, held tight to Pushkin for comfort, and prayed for help. Many people would say there's no point in praying, but some cultures find comfort in that, and Darim certainly did. Almost straight away, he could feel a sense of calmness coming over him. His breathing slowed, and he felt a little bit more comforted. He actually thought it was the hand of Allah, which is what he called God. I don't know, and really I don't care, because whatever it was working. There they were, Darim and Pushkin, trapped together, but at least they were safe for the present and relatively comfortable. Many people are worse off than they were, or so Darim told Pushkin, who seemed to understand by purring all the louder. Time stands still in these circumstances, and Darim had no idea what time of day or night it was, because he didn't have a watch. He didn't need one under normal circumstances, of course, but When I say time stands still, I really meant time drags. Remember, it's like driving on a holiday and you wonder how much longer it will take. Yes, time drags when you're waiting for something. Have you discovered that when everything is really quiet, you can hear a lot more? Well, slowly, Darim began to hear faint sounds a long way off, and rather than make a noise, he listened carefully, which was the best decision he had made so far. He listened, and this is what he heard. A noise, then a patch of silence, then noise again, then it was repeated again. Noise, silence, noise, silence. You might wonder about that too, just as Darim did. Then it hit him, not like a punch, but like a sudden, I've got it. You know that feeling when you're trying to understand arithmetic and you don't get it, and then suddenly you do? And it's so simple that you want to tell everybody. Well, Darim suddenly knew what they were doing. They were digging somewhere and calling out. Then they were pausing, listening to hear for any replies. He sat quietly and waited for the signal. The noise stopped, and that's when he shouted for all he was worth. It startled Pushkin, who struggled for the first time, then settled down again. She was thankful for the contact as much as Darim. Noise, then shout. Noise, then shout. Darim could hear the noise getting closer, which was very encouraging. His heart was beating in his chest as he heard a voice he could recognize. Darim's father must have been just on the outside, not far away. By this time he didn't have to shout too loudly to be heard, and suddenly a chink of light burst into their little cave, blinding Darim. But wouldn't you guess it? Pushkin was the first to escape through the tiny hole and off down the street like a racing car. The hole got larger, and beyond stood the giant frame of Mamun, Darim's father. Mamun means trustworthy and reliable in Arabic, and that's just what was needed right then. Anyone can get angry, but it takes a solid soul to know when to do that. In less time than it took for Pushkin to reappear, Mamun had scooped Darim up and held him up to the sky like a prize, as he indeed was in that moment. I don't think Mamun was too happy when they got home, but boys will be boys, he said, and forgave his son. Actually, all his sons were favorites, and the two girls were his favorite daughters, too. That night, Darim was his favorite son. Sometimes it's like that, and at other times it's a favorite daughter. Pushkin came home later that night. Darim reflected on his favorite cat. Well, wouldn't you after such an adventure? It did teach Darim a lesson, though, and it also gave him a very special story to tell at school, which made him the playground hero for the best part of a month. Everything is measured by the month in that country.